Road. Welcome to How I Drink Extra Juice, our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. It's a new year, so it's a new wardrobe, freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces now from Pennies.
Pennies have everything that you need to make sure that you are the best dressed in 2025. From cozy knits and cute baby tees, they have everything.
I got a cute little like summer pyjamas.
Oh.
Not that long ago. And what else did I get? Oh, jorts.
I can't do it.
I love jorts.
I'm so sorry.
I got really
cool. You can get away with it. I'm not cool enough for that.
Oh, I love them. No. These are really cool ones.
Yeah.
I've gone through about four pairs that I've literally bought and like never worn.
Okay. Because
they just were weird, but the Pennies ones.
Good.
Perf. They were like on the mannequin and I was like, and I thought they were like a man short just on the mannequin. Oh. That's how they kind of look.
Yeah,
but like
yeah.
That's the vibe that I wanted. So I was in the men's section and then they were in the girls.
Perfect.
Pennies and square. Best.
You always find great stuff in that
yeah,
one, don't you?
Really, really love it. To the perfect pair of jeans and stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants, which you all know that we love.
So whatever your goal is this year, if you're wanting to be a Pilates princess or just trying to get back into any sort of a routine, Pennies will have you covered from head to toe.
Literally. Head to toe, to face, to
everything.
Kitchen sink.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the day they start doing, they do a few bits of furniture, but like actual loads of furniture,
tables and all.
Yeah,
we need to go up to the Pennies home.
Yeah
we really do.
Yeah, it's Belfast, isn't it?
Yeah. I'd walk out there with bags of things.
I'd have nowhere to put them.
No yeah. Get them anyway, like.
Yeah
don't have a house.
I don't have that many couches to dress. I know.
Yeah.
So many pillows. Rant of the week, we do every week on How I Drink Extra Juice, and we get to give out about something that's happened to us, something that we're thinking about, something that is just irritating us or irking us, or something that we want to rant about in general. Mightn't even happen to us. Just
moan about.
Yeah.
It's like to be moaning myrtles.
We actually got a listener rant in.
Woo!
So I love listener rants because it makes us not feel as moaning myrtles.
Yeah.
This is the listener rant. So I'm just back from a girls trip and I'm ready to kill one of the girls. There was no compromise on anything in capital letters when we were away. If no one else was hungry but she wanted to eat, we all had to go for lunch. And if we wanted to go to a museum but she thought it would be boring, we'd have to skip it. This is our first trip away as we're new friends in college and I really didn't expect her to be like this. I was struggling to keep smiling by the end of the weekend and honestly don't know if I'll be able to stay friends during the rest of the college year. You don't know someone until you've lived with them and went on holiday with them.
Gone on holiday with them, yeah.
And I'm sure there's a few more bits, but like they are big things.
There's definitely probably more than that, but...
They're
top of the list.
Top of the tier.
Mm.
Because I just think when you're with someone that lot, like 24/7,
you see a completely different side of them.
You do. Or else it highlights things that already might be there a bit, but you're like, you see it even more.
Yeah, to see someone in like a home environment, like say like this, if you're literally just going to college with them and you only see them in college, like you're not going to pick up on things that you'd see in like a homey environment.
No, because you're not picking up on if she's hungry and you aren't in college, maybe you have your packed lunch with you or something. Do you know what I mean? But like, you just see things so much clearer.
No compromise on anything. That's a stretch.
It sounds like it's her way or no way.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
I could. God.
Honestly, if you don't want to be friends with her, like...
This
has been your sign of who she is.
Like, very valid. Wouldn't be able.
Yeah.
No, I'd lose the head.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go bananas.
And I think on a trip as well, because obviously everyone's spending their money to go.
Mm.
You want to do things to a certain extent that you want to do, but obviously you have to compromise on things, but like...
Yeah.
If you're always being dragged around to stuff by this one person, like, you're going to be like, why am I paying for this holiday when you're literally my... But
she just happily sit there and eat the lunch and all the rest of the girls are just looking at her.
I know.
I'd be like...
But then I'm like...
Eat quicker!
I think the lunch thing, I'm like...
I'd be like, oh, I'm grabbing a Sambo. Like, if I was actually starving and nobody else was, I'd getting hangry. You know, when you're just hangry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't force everyone to come with me while I'm going to go sit and have lunch. I'm like, girls, pop in the shop, I need to get something. I'm going to fade away here.
I think if it was a once-off, I wouldn't mind people sitting if I was passing away.
Yeah, if I was...
But not every day if I was getting... But like, if it was lunchtime and they just weren't hungry because they had a big breakfast, I'm like, oh no, I want to go for a lunch.
Can we go for something quick?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because I don't want to grab...
something.
Is like, that really bad?
No.
Like, I want my lunch. I don't always want one of them sat. Have you ever seen
like,
it?
No, I have agree. You
yeah, that one. Like, Well, I imagine this is like, if that happened by itself and nothing else happened, just that lunch thing, you wouldn't have thought it's just when there's like everything else on top, because I'm sure there's even more things. Yeah. From this.
But like, surely there's a little compromise of that, of like, right, I'm not going to force the girls to come to a 2-hour lunch with me. Or like,
you could go to somewhere literally quick.
Cafe. Yeah. We sit down, grab a bite. Like, yeah.
Literally. They're in and out.
Especially on a girls trip away like that. I feel like everybody always has to, you have to all like, consider the other people that you're with.
Yeah, I agree. And I think like that, somewhere you sit down and you order the till and they give it straight to you or something.
Ah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But not somewhere you have to wait in a queue in. Yeah.
No, yeah,
that's unnecessary.
Oh, God.
But
I'd say she was just biting her tongue all weekend, was she?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's just a clash of personalities and you're like, that's actually not someone I want to be really close friends with.
Yeah.
But you can still be friends with her, I think, as a friend in college. But like, just, you know now what she's like. Maybe you shouldn't go away with her again. But I don't think it's, I don't want friends.
Being like, yeah, you're dumped as a pal.
Yeah. Or maybe you can just do less things. I don't think like, shun her completely. Shun the girl for a
Wonderland.
No, I just think, if you want to shun her, you can. Like, not to know shun. What does shun mean?
I think shun is a word they use in like the Amish, isn't it? If they want to be like, the Amish people want to be like in like, not normal society, that's not a word. Like, just if they want to leave the Amish, they get shunned. They're definitely not allowed back in.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, I don't shun.
Well, that's,
sorry.
When I hear the word shun, that's what I think of because I used to watch that show. There was a show.
Okay. Minus the word shun there. I think you can just still be friends with her just from the way you were, just as college friends.
Yeah. Strip it back a bit. Like, just rehearse. Yeah. Take a little back seat. Like,
yeah.
Because if you know you're going to get pissed off when you do hang around with her outside of college, like, you're going to dread seeing her. You're going to like...
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I don't want to hang around.
Yeah, and it's going to make... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But and I think there's nothing worse than like that feeling when you're someone's...
I wonder what all the other girls are saying.
Surely they must have felt the same.
Yeah, she can't be the only one. You'd pick up on that straight
away. Yeah, you would like have that. To.
Yeah, I'd say, mad. I wonder...
Especially because she's not like that otherwise.
But I wonder, did your... the one who wouldn't compromise anything... Did that just completely go over her head? Is she that type of person that wouldn't even realise that?
Probably.
Those people, they kind of fascinate me.
That's why they're like that. Funny. It's unself. That's why they keep doing it, because it's unself-aware.
They're not aware that they're
not aware. That. Or if they are and they don't care, which I don't know which is worse.
Yeah. If you recognise that you're like that, or
and you're like,
don't.
Yeah.
Don't
ruin that. Everyone else's solid. Yeah, I think it is a lack of self-awareness though.
Nah.
You just wouldn't do all that. Like the museum. Does she not want to go to the museum? Or she wants to go to... Oh, she didn't want to go.
She didn't want to go. We'd have to skip it. Why didn't she just not go?
Oh, no. I was like, oh, the museum. Oh. I thought she was the one to just...
No, if she didn't want to go, just don't go then. Like...
Yeah, she should...
Yeah.
I think in that case, then it's like she should come... Because the compromise is that you don't always do things that you necessarily love, but you do because someone else is really into it.
Yeah.
Do you know? And then, okay, if she went to the museum, then the lunch would have been fine.
Yeah,
but it's
the
mix of like not doing anything she doesn't want to do, or anything that puts her out, or anything that is going to make her in any way not feel like she loves being in that moment. Sometimes you have to not love being in that moment.
Like, yeah. You just have to go along with it.
You have to go along with it. Yeah. For
it's
peace. Just,
it's the way of life sometimes.
And to keep everyone happy. Like when my mom used to bring us away and had to do all the sightseeing things. We used to be crying. Oh my God.
Did your mom love the sightseeing?
And my dad's.
Oh, really?
Oh, we were in Malta and they made us like climb to the top. It was like, at the time I was only young, it felt like 50 degrees. It definitely wasn't like, climb to go to mass. It's like, we're literally not holy. Like, like we just don't go to mass.
What?
They go to mass on Christmas.
Where the tree is like, what the fuck are we doing?
Oh, it was horrible. It was just so hot and everything so stony in Malta. Whatever way it is, it's like, there was no breeze. And anyway.
It's a real old city, is it?
Yeah.
Dubrovnik was like that. I remember just steps everywhere. And I was like,
hilly.
Can't
like,
do this.
No.
No, guys.
No.
Help.
And I remember buying like ice cream on the side of the road. But I think it was like, so you couldn't drink the water over there. And I think they made it with water. And it was disgusting.
Oh.
It was like ass.
The fact you can still remember that. Like, how old were you? Your memory fascinates me. You have a very good memory.
Nine.
Ah, stop.
Yeah.
I can't remember that before I was like 18.
Really?
No, I have the worst memory in the world. I don't have like a good, is it long-term memory?
I have good long-term, really bad short-term.
No, I'd be good with short-term, but like do you know the way even when you asked you like a timeline?
If
you're
like,
when did we go here? And you'd be like, I know exactly when we went here.
Yeah.
I have no concept of like months
time.
In the year. Yeah. No. No.
Weird.
No, I have a really bad memory.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know why or what that. That's from. I wish my memory just wasn't there sometimes, you know?
Sometimes I feel like there's too much memories. I'm like, I can't store any. That's why I have no short-term memories, because nothing else stores.
Storage is
full. I have fucking 26 years up here. Like, yeah, it's enough.
Can you hear yourself talk as a child? Like, can you hear your voice as a child?
No. Can you?
No, but I wish I could.
I can hear it in videos.
Oh, yeah, when I'm watching it, I know. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
I had such a strong Limerick accent as a child.
Yeah.
So funny.
Remember those chickens?
I did. And he was really fat. A blue chicken.
Because that's all you would have been around.
Ah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
I was going to school.
My cousins and all, we were all real close, younger. So I was looking at videos of me and I was like, oh.
So in school, do people know that you had a Limerick accent or no? Did you like try to get a Dublin accent then?
No, I think just being in school and being around Dublin people, it kind of faded. But people still say that my mum and dad have a really strong Limerick accent. I don't hear it.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't hear it.
Really?
No.
I don't hear my mum's either. People say that my mum has a German accent.
No, I don't
people
think she does.
People still say that, yeah.
It's mad when you're around your own. Like,
I know, you just don't notice it. Like,
no. Yeah, I think just maybe pull back a bit from that, pal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll end up going madder.
Yeah, I think because you loved her before the trip, I think keep her at like that level of friendship. You don't need to be on a trip, but you also don't need to. No shunning allowed. Definitely no shunning.
We're not a part of that.
We're not a part, no. You had a rant for this week?
Oh, my rant was just how easy it is for like boys to go, not even on holidays, but like if something's coming up, like I'm thinking of, say, last week, for instance, I was going on a hen's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had to start getting ready for that on like Tuesday.
I know.
I wasn't going until Friday.
Yeah.
I have a wedding coming up now. I'm like, oh, I need to start planning now.
I know.
It's the prep and the plan and the everything before an event.
Men pack a bag and get a suit. Haircut, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a bit of fucking one moisturiser in the bag.
Yeah.
And my bag's 20kg of all the makeup.
Yeah, like.
It's really unfair.
No, luggage and all. I'm just like, sometimes I'd like the roles to be reversed.
I know.
Just for even once, see how I feel.
I know. Do you know what I think is sad? See when women like don't wear makeup in the workplace or something?
Mm.
Some people like, it's seen as like un... like untidy or something, or was there not something like that? You like people feel like they have to wear it because you feel like unfinished. But like men can literally stroll in and from bed and just come into work.
Yeah.
Like, why is a woman as a teen as like not put together?
You don't look after yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not in our fucking. We're not born with makeup on. Unfortunately.
I wish sometimes.
Like, Jesus. I just think that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's such a, like, what you feel a need to do that. Yeah. Look, like,
put presentable.
I've seen it somewhere on TikTok that it's like a like thing.
Yeah, we should swap shoes for a day and
please
see how they feel.
I'll shave my hair and put a bit of Dana's powder in it.
Perfect.
A little volume powder.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all, he just moans if it's not right. I'm like, I have 10,000 things that couldn't go right.
You have your hair.
Yeah, you're fine.
Mm.
Shut up. If I was you, we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you in your shoes. We can sit on the fence and give maybes or ifs. We have you. What?
What?
We have you. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. So this is this week's. So I have a dilemma and would love to hear the harsh reality of what you would do. Ooh. I'm 25 and been with my boyfriend for 3.5 years now. And while I do love him, I feel like deep down I need to end it. My family and friends all believe he's a narcissist and I feel like I'm in a coercive controlling relationship. He constantly manipulates and gaslights me, makes everything my fault in arguments and never takes accountability. He wants me to spend all my time with him, tries to control what I wear and doesn't have a proper job. He stays in our house all day while I work. Unfortunately, I just can't see a real future with him and I know this isn't the relationship I want for myself. The problem is, the thought of being on my own is terrifying. I've never not been in a relationship. I genuinely don't know what I'd do with myself if I wasn't with someone. I worry that after breaking up with him, the loneliness and fear will get the best of me and I end up going back, even though I know it's not what I want. We live together and leaving means moving back in with my parents, which I don't love, but I also don't want to stay just because it's the easier option. Do I try fixing, even though I know deep down it won't change? Or do I take the scary leap, risk feeling lost for a while and figure out how to stand on my own? I'd really appreciate your honest take.
You answered your own question. Get out of there.
You did. You said deep down it won't change.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
I would rather be alone and happy than in something just to be in a relationship.
100%.
And trust me, been there, done that, not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
No.
No.
You end up staying too long and something that should have ended before. It's time.
It's scary, I feel like, to do, like, I feel like the scary part of it is the initial leaving and like mm-hmm. all those feelings of being lonely and not being in a relationship, but like that wears off kind of quickly.
Yeah.
And you actually realise, oh my God.
Yeah.
You start to like relearn yourself, I think.
Yeah. I feel like that's what she needs to do is like figure out the problem of like, why can't you be alone?
Yeah.
And then once you figure that out, you'll be like, wait, why am I in this?
Yeah.
If I can be alone, I'm in this. You're kind of like lonely in this relationship as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If all your friends and family don't like him, he's literally sitting at home all day. Like, think about your values and what you want of a partner. That's not it.
He's a bum. He's a bumhole.
Out. Yeah. And no. Just even family and friends hating him, like,
they can see things you can't.
Yeah. And she knows deep down she needs to end it.
Yeah.
So your only like problem that you're writing up in your head is, okay, can I be by myself and be happy? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You can. You'll actually feel like a weight off you, I feel like.
Yeah.
He seems like a weight dragging her down.
Mm.
Trying to control what she wears.
Black cloud. Nah.
Black clouds. Like, he wants you to spend all his time with him because he's so obviously bored. We don't know the reasons why he's at home, but if he's just at home by his own choice, like, he just wants you to be his whole life. He probably has no other friends and things. So, like, that's
I feel like that's when it gets scary. Not scary, like, but...
Not healthy.
Like, to be so dependent on someone.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's doing to her, and she's only now really feeling like the heaviness of that.
Yeah, 100%. He's probably feeling you slip away maybe as well, and is like, I need to control her even more to make sure it doesn't happen, because a lot of times they'll like take you away from family and friends, or like try to like tell you they're horrible or this and that, like to turn you off them really. But I think you've answered your own question deep down. He won't change. It's not going to change. And once a relationship is tarnished like that, where he's been like that already, it's hard to come back from that.
Mm.
Like, they're not just going to turn overnight switch and be like, oh.
Oh, sorry.
And he never takes accountability. Oh, he's definitely not.
Leave.
No other words but leave.
Go home to your mommy and daddy and...
Yeah.
And just take some time for yourself.
And 25 is like...
You're so young.
Yeah. This is your time to like be by yourself. Your 20s are the best time to do that.
Yeah.
Like, learn. Go out with your friends. Move somewhere else, even if you want to get away from even further. Like, just... Have a ball.
Yeah.
Just 25 is such a good age.
Oh God, I wish I was 25.
I wish I was 21. I always think
17 always comes into my head and I don't
really?
Know why. Yeah. 17, I always bring it back to having a fake ID and like.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just felt like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is so fun.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. 17 always comes into my head.
You said to borrow my sister's ID.
Yeah, same.
Look, not like we.
Now I don't even get ID'd anymore.
So I love getting asked for ID.
Same.
Oh my God. I'm like, yes, you think I'm young. Woo-hoo.
I was getting patted down outside a football stadium actually, and she's like, are you over 18? I was like,
brilliant.
No.
I'd be like, you made my day.
16.
Do you know that? You made my day.
16 plus 10.
Yeah. Yeah, leave and don't even look back. I don't think you'll even fall back into it. I think you need to like fill your loneliness gap with someone else, or your friends, your family.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Make sure you don't go back because of that. Because that is the only, like you said yourself, it's the only reason you'll go back to him. Not because you love him and not because anything else. As usual, you can send your dilemma or rant into homewithdrink@goloudnow.com. We're also going to be introducing a few new segments soon to spice it up. So please send us in any bedroom dilemmas you're having and let us know if anyone in your life is showing a red flag or you think might be showing a red flag. Let us know and we'll decide.
Even though sometimes we are a little bit colorblind. Sometimes we can see a bit of auburn.
Yeah. Like, you squint there.
We'll still try our best.
We'll try. Yeah. If you relate to the listener's story of being in a coercive control relationship or even just want more information on it, you can visit womensaid.ie or call their national free phone 1800 341 900. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode. We love you.
Love you loads.
You can freshen up your wardrobe now with all their essential pieces available in nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this on right now. And we will chat to you on Wednesday.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.